We're going to look at the Mehashalech, Parshas Chayisara, the second paragraph, in these editions on page Lamed. Vayiyu Chayisara, Isa B'medrash, Yedea Hashem, Yimei Tmimim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a sense of intimate awareness of and care for the Yemei Tmimim, meaning the days of the life of the most pure and of the wholly, entirely, fully devoted people. So the Pasuk says, Yedei Hashem Yemei Tmimim, and the Pasuk is referring to people like Sarah Imenu, because when it says in the Torah that she lived Mea Shanim, Esrim Shana, Sheva Shanim, Shnei Chaye Sarah, obviously when Rashi, quoting the Medrash, tells us that each of these individual parts of the 127 years is meant to tell us that she was complete in her tzidkus, complete in her beauty inside and out, so that's a reference to Tmimus, and that she lived the full life that she was supposed to. Kishem shehem tamimim, kach shnoi sehem tamimim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kado eglusa tamimta. Like a whole and perfect, beautiful egla. Calf. And the question obviously is, there are many beautiful creatures in the world and many beautiful items that Hashem created. Why the eglusa? Biara inyan.
Because it's suitable for carbon.
Yes, so is keves, so is a lamb, which is even more delicate and considered even more beautiful. Bi'er ha'inyin, d'hine k'siv, yedeya Hashem, derech tzadikim. Hainu, derech shel ha'tzadikim, hu leida es Hashem. So he is saying that the way to look at this pasuk in Tehillim is, yedeya Hashem, the one who knows Hashem, that's the person who follows the Derech Tzadikim. Not Yodea Hashem that Hashem knows, but the person who is a Yodea Hashem is the person who follows and who is on the path of the righteous. Hainu, Derech Shel Tzadikim Hu Leida Es Hashem. It is the path and it's the manner and the way of tzaddikim to live a life where they search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they're looking for the truth that is the will of Hashem at every moment of their lives. They live completely given over to that purpose. And he says, this is Kiloshin b'nei Adam, La'an ha'derech hazeh holech. Person will ask, where does this path take me? Where does this road lead? Kach derech ha'tzaddikim, mesukol mikol minyos. The path of a tzaddik is, I want the path that has no other goal and no other destination. At the end of the road, I want to find the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and be as close to him as possible. Nothing else, no minyos, nothing that prevents me from reaching that goal. The Hevli Ha'olam. Nothing, none of the foolishness of Olam has a rak li yedias Hashem. That's the derech of tzaddikim. V'chein ha'pirish, the same thing he's saying about this medrash. Yedea Hashem, yimei tamimim. That Yedea Hashem means the person who is seeking knowledge of Hashem, that's the way a life is spent. That's the Yamim Tmimim. That's how they spend their lives. Hainu sheyimei tmimim nimshachim v'holchim liyedias Hashem. The whole point of life for a tamim, for a person who's wholly given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole way of life, every purpose of every day, of every moment, is to know Hashem, to be with Hashem, to bond with Hashem. Ki yediyah hu lashon chibur. Yediyah as in carnal knowledge, as in the case of Vayeda Adam es Ishtay, it's chibur, utvekis, kmei Vayeda Adam. Vahainu, lechaber uledabek atzman b'Hashem Yisbarach. To join with, to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch. And that's what Yedea Hashem, Yemei Tmimim means. That the Tmimim are the people who want nothing but and live a life whose purpose is Das Hashem. Umemela bevoyam lederech hazeh hu hascholus chiyusam. When they find that path, when they know they've achieved that kind of tmimus now they begin to live. In other words, that after a person lives a life of tamimus and succeeds in becoming as close to and as bonded with and as one with the Almighty as possible, now they begin to live. Because now they're living the Chai Olam Haba, now they're living with the Ribbono Shel Olam, now they're living the way it's supposed to be. That's the achievement of Olam Hazeh, to have the life, the beginning of which will come after the Tamimus has been successfully obtained and successfully fostered. Lozeh Pirish HaMedrash, Vayi Yuchai Yisara. Hainu, me'ata hischil hachayim shalo be'emes. Yodea Hashem Yimei Tmimim is a medrash which is telling us that now Sarah's life is going to begin. Because she has found the way to Hashem. Now her life begins. And that's why it says, Vayiyu Chayei Sarah, and repeats at the end of the Pasuk, Shnei Chayei Sarah. That's why it repeats it at the end of the Pasuk. Ki yodea Hashem Yimei Tmimim, va'am Rabbi Yochanan, kahada eglosa tmimisa. Eglosa pirish, davar ogle, something round. An eagle, ayin gimel, vav lamed, means something circular. Hanase be'eagle, tom v'shalem, it's whole and complete. She'ein lo yishum soif v'keitz, it has no end. U'v'chal makom hi haschalasa, wherever you find yourself, you're at the beginning. L'fishehu hekif echad, v'no'otz soifai b'tchilasai. The end is, so to speak, connected with the beginning. It is circular. And that's the life of the Tamim. The life of the Tamim is that it comes whole and complete at the end of life, and there begins the life which is Olam Haba. Va'ata kasher shalmu yimei chayeha bo'olam hazeh, nemar v'yiyu chayei sara, haynu shehischil hachayim shalom. It's a fascinating point. After all, when you talk about somebody who has lived, and now you're about to say Vatama Sara, why are you mentioning Chaye Sara? Ah, because now her life begins. Having achieved such a level of Das Hashem through her Tmimus, she is so one with the Ribbono Shel Olam, she's ready to leave this world and begin her Chaye Olam Haba. Haynu Shehischil HaChayim Shalom. Commission Mavur, B'Zohar HaKadosh, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, that a tzaddik, by the end of his life, the Lashon and the Zohar, is that the tzaddik literally perceives the Shekhinah. Chamu Shekhinta. If you look here at this footnote, the Soed Yesharim, who was the grandson of Gershon Chanuch Henoch, was the grandson of the Me'ah Shiloach, brings and quotes that Zohar. That a tzaddik at the end of life is chamu shchinta. It already perceives the shchina. Because they are so completely given over to the kedusha found in everything. They so relate ultimately then to the kedusha in everything. They are so tamim, meaning they are so complete in their oneness with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And tamimus, by the way, means that there is nothing but the Ribbono Shel Olam. I have no questions, I have no doubts. Because whatever is for a holy purpose. Now I just have to try to find and relate to that purpose. But a tamim, who is so fully trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is someone who says, everything is as it has to be. Everything is by the Ribbono Shel Olam and His word. Everything is by His dictate. And that's wonderful. And that is how I gloriously and joyously accept every second of my life and every asset and facet of the world and of my life, every asset I'm given, every facet of my life, every area, this activity of my work, this issue with my child, this challenge with with the food I'm eating, and everything is full of the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence, and it's apparent to the Tamim. The Tamim sees and feels the everything is in the context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, and he senses it, or she senses it. That's Tmimus. When it's fully achieved, such a person perceives and senses the divine and the truth that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the entire world, and the tzaddik and the tamim feels it and sees it in some manner of spiritual perception. Chamu shchinta. But this is achieved finally by Chayesara, by having lived that life. Shnei Chayesara, now she begins her life. Let's see the next piece.
Quote, so at this point, it starts another cycle.
Exactly. Tzadikim b'chayim, kruyim, tzadikim b'misasim, kruyim chayim. V'avram zakin baba yamim v'Hashem berech es Avraham bakol. Ksiv, it says in Kehelis, Zeh ha'yachel ki mikol amoli. Shlomo HaMelech says, I had pardesim, I had wealth, I had anything and everything I wanted. What do I have left? What do I really have? I have chelki mikol amoli. But he says, Zeh chelki, this is all I have after all of my strive or my striving and struggle. V'isa Gemara. Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, chadam ha'makloi v'chadam ha'kidoi. One says he's referring to a staff, the other one says it's referring to a jug that can contain water. He is certainly not complaining about the fact that he doesn't enjoy his Elam Hazeh. None of that was important to Shlomo HaMelech. But what he's saying is, proudly, I had everything and anything I could physically, bodily enjoy. Even though it's as if everything is taken from me, because it's meaningless to me, and I don't enjoy any of it. Im kol zeh, hatamtzis ha'olam mikol chaye olam hazeh nishar etzlai. The tamtzis, the essence of what all of olam hazeh represents, not the physical pleasures, but the essence of all that our lives will entail, meaning that there's holiness in everything, that there's the Rabbeinu Shlomo's presence in all things and in all events. Ha'olam mikol chaye olam hazeh nishar etzlai. This truth is with him. Ube'elu hashnayim, by these two, in the case of his staff and his water jug, nimtza hatamtzis mikol chaye olam hazeh, they represent the tamtzis, the essence of everything that you can gain when you realize the truth of olam hazeh. V'zeh Sha'amar, that's why he says, Zeh chelki mikol amoli. Chadam r'makloi, one says it means his makil, his staff. Makil remez al chayim. Hainu, kayach chayim nishar loy. You know, when you have a staff, that means you have the ability to do, to go. A staff means the wherewithal to accomplish. So without having anything materially pleasurable, I have my chayim, which means I have the ability to live, and to live with Hashem Yisbarach, and to live by Hashem Yisbarach's mitzvahs. I have my koyach hachayim. That's all that's counting. That's all that counts. That's all that's important. Umatzinu shemakal remez al chayim, k'may shekosav ish mishan tebiyodoy, and after there, if it mentions, the pasuk reads that od yeshu zakenim zakenos, that the elderly will be in Yerushalayim, ish mishanta biyadai, so that's how it relates to Vavram Zakin Baba Yamim, that the Zakin has a koyach hachayim still, like Shlomo HaMelech says, my olam hazeh is meaningless to me, but I have my koyach hachayim, meaning I have my direction and my purpose. V'chadam rekidoi, kidoi represents, kidoi hainu klia kibul. That means I can still take in, I can still gain. Hainu muchan u'mishtoikek oid l'haysofo. I can take in more kedusha. I can take in closer, more intimate das of Hashem. U'bezeh ha'ya sha'ashuav. That's what Shlomo HaMelech wanted. Ki zayis hi ha'ikar b'chaye olam hazeh. So the makel, on the one hand, represents the koyach hachayim that he still has, meaning the strength to still make a difference, you know, a positive effect, to have a positive effect in a world where Rabbi Shlomo puts us here, he wants us to do, he wants us to achieve in holiness. And the similar but very different idea is to receive. To receive from the Rebbeinu Shlem, to receive and take in more holiness and more knowledge, more da'as of Hashem. These are the Iker Chai Elam Hazeh. V'zeh perish ha-posik v'avrom zakein bo ba-yomim. It's an interesting expression, bo ba-yomim. What does bo ba-yomim mean? He came. Came to what? Shebo el sharoshe ha-chayim. Bo ba-yomim means he came to his life, meaning he came to a point where he understood and fully accomplished what life is meant to accomplish. He had mishantai biyadai. He had kidai biyadai. Shebo el sharoshe hachayim. V'hoya keli lekabel v'hishtekek lehoysafo ischayim me'es Hashem b'chol pam yoyser. He was ready to do more and ready to receive more, and he was already quite elderly. Right? Because at the time of the passing of Sar Imenu, he's 137 years old. No youngster. Avram Zaken, Bo Ba Yomim. But Bo Ba Yomim means Bo, he came to there where you take your days and understand them as more possibilities of, like the Mishan or Makel, to do more. And Kido, to accept and receive more from the Rebbeinu Shlel. And one more piece we'll see. V'yitzchak ba, mibay be'er l'chai rei, v'yitzchak, v'yetze yitzchak l'such basada, haynu ki yitzchak ha'yasherish l'chol ha'yirois sheva olam. Yitzchak is the foundation of, Yitzchak represents gvura, which means that there is this scrupulous care to make sure that every act, every mitzvah, everything is done perfectly. He was an Eila Tmima. He's on the Mizbeach, at the Akeda, making sure that not to move his neck, to make sure not to move away from the Ma'acheles Lishchait. He's going to be a perfect, devoted Korban. That's Gvura. The Sheirish of all Yirois Shabbailam. Af b'shev al ta'aseh. Even when it's just a question of doing nothing, making sure not to do the Avera. K'may shekosav, hu yoshev be'eretz ha-negev. He says a fantastic idea. Yitzchak was yoshev be'eretz ha-negev. It's a remez, haynu, menugav, wiped clean, mikol chemdo. He was yoshev be'eretz ha-negev, means he was in that world, Yitzchak, where any desire, no, he has no desire, no interest of any personal kind. He was completely the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's. And his Yira causes that he should not want anything and not be interested in anything but the will of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He has no zich. L'zois Avram Avinu, therefore Avram Avinu, shehikiras nefesh Yitzchak. Bozeh. Avram Avinu understood that this was what Yitzchak had become, and that it was even strengthened and more pronounced after the Akedah. V'yoda ki ma'od nimtza bo yira la'aseis, eiza ma'isa b'kum va'asei. He also knows that there's the desire of Yitzchak to do, and to do perfectly, and to do with yira, to do it right, to do it as a 100%er, as you would say. Not a 99%er, he's a 100%er. Therefore, shalachu es avdei, Lezavig lezivug. Avram Avinu says he's ready to make the perfect husband, to be the perfect match, to find the right woman so that he can live a life of a man with a woman and raise his family, but do it with his yira, with his drive to perfection. Ach be'emes me'es Hashem ha'isazos. And in the end, finding this correct Zivug, and Yitzchak being able to build his family that way as he would desire, it, with that rigor and that yira. Kivoha eis she Yitzchak avinu isha. The time had come indeed for Yitzchak to marry. Vagam Yitzchak hischila hisayda b'libay. He started again to realize it. It's necessary. He knew that his father's Eved Eliezer had gone to find the shidduch. He understood Loisohu Bura L'Shevus Yitzara. The pasuk says this is a world in which I must do the mitzvahs and live and have a family and be mekayim pru revu. I have to do it. I have to do it with perfection. I have to do it with a sense of complete devotion and with that midah of gvura. But he's so fearful of actually doing something, because once you do, you might do it imperfectly. Yes, he's going out to daven. And he's going out to daven knowing that soon Eliezer should be returning. But his davening is not just for a good zivug, a good shidduch and the right zivug. His davening is everything that I have to do. Everything that I as a husband, I as a father, everything that I have to do to build the home that I have to build, I ask you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me do it perfectly. Help me do it with every right kavana. Help me do it without any errors. Every nuance should be with devotion. Every nuance should be with heavenly, holy wisdom. So his davening is not just for the shidduch. His davening is for the shidduch that's right for a person whose mita of gvura insists that everything be correct and that he be the 100% and careful and fully correct husband, spouse, father, and that she be likewise a partner to someone whose every act, all the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, are done with such a sense of awe and wonderful, dedicated gvura, yira. Kiyesh shezivugai bo'etzlai. There are times when someone has just the right zivug that arrives, as Rivka did. Umiyad nena b'tfilasa, he was answered, v'yisa einav, he lifts up his eyes, Bayar, and he sees that Rivka is coming. Kiterem yikra'u vani ene. For the tzaddikim, they barely have the need, they barely have the full tefillah spoken from, expressed from their hearts and out of their mouths through their lips, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides. But what he was asking for was, with his midah of gvura, insistent that there be the ultimate in the zivug, and that he partner with his zivug with that perfection that is Yitzchak, that perfection that we call gvura, because he was the sheirish lechol ha'yirois shaba'ilam. So therefore he needs that it be done with the utmost perfection. That's what his prayer of Ayetze Yitzchak l'suach basada was all about. And the Meishalech says that even Avram Avinu understood that he had waited, Yitzchak had waited, he, Avram, had waited, because the idea of taking the bold step of finding the right girl and marrying, that was something that Yitzchak would do with great trepidation and with the need of tremendous care and yira. And Avraham Avinu said it needs to be done, therefore, when Yitzchak's ready and at the right time. And that's why it was so late in Yitzchak's life. So we have he was already 40 years old at the time. So we have a sense of the Me'e Shilach telling us that the characteristics of the Avos were so bound up with this desire to be moment to moment in every aspect of life totally aligned with the Ritzayin Habayre. Everything is exactly moment to moment, from second to second, everything is what is the Ritzayin Habayre. How can I be sure to be fully aligned with what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants at this instant, at this moment, which is not a surprise that that would be how the Avos are disposed, are predisposed. But here we see it in how they are described, Sarah in how she is described and how her days of life are described, Shnecha Isar, Avram in how we explain Avram Zakin, Baba Yamim, and in the case of Yitzchak, how he regarded the next step in life and how he took so severely, if you will, the obligation and the responsibility of finding the right person to build a family with, such that he's going out Lesuach Basada with that sense of the Yira, the sense of Gvura, of insistence of getting it right, because that's how he lives every moment, with the insistence and with the care that it be a moment of yet more perfection in doing exactly what the Rebbeinu Shloim wants, in being with the Rebbeinu Shloim and aligned with the will of the Rebbeinu Shloim every moment of his existence.